Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is Americanuck Radio with Mike Phillip.
On American Rock Radio's Rock Friday on Mojo 50 and WBM 324. It's Mike Phillip. Hey, we got a great, really great Rock Friday lined up for you. I slaved and sweated over a playlist. I didn't have any help. We had a couple of requests, but they sucked, so I threw them out. Southerners, hey? Welcome! Yeah! Yeah, Rock Friday. And I'm dedicating this one to Carla in Nebraska because every day, she's like, is it Friday? And I'm like, no, check your phone. But today it is. And do you guys remember that old Paul Harvey bit? If I were the devil, what I'm not, I'm Paul Harvey. Good day. I have a song by the same name by Colby Acuff, and it's called If I Were the Devil on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. It's not real rockin', but it's a cool song. And actually, one of the young guys in our church brought it to my attention. I'm going to play it for y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If I were the devil, first thing that I'd do is I'd come off like I ever gave a damn about you. I'd let you catch a peek of all your greatest desires, and I'd watch the flames in your eyes burn like hellfire. Other tooth and nail and hand to hand. Find all the sheep, make them stir up the pot, 'cause once the wolves have killed each other, sheep are what I want. The devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if he's red and I don't know if he's blue. One thing that I know, need to take around. If I were the devil, this world wouldn't be my playground. As I placed that thorny crown on my furrowed brow, well, I'd shine in all the tears of joy yelling from the crowd. Parents, and I have the world. I'll be in every schoolhouse lecturing little boys and girls. Devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if it's me and I don't know if it's you. One thing that I know, need to take a look around. If I were the devil, my playground. My final act, I'll tell you what it'd be. I'd have everyone so medicated they could never see. My bloven hooves on horned head would be hard to sky. The best part of it all is they can climb with their demise. Devil walks among us, friends, I know this is true, and I don't know if it's me and I don't know if it's you. One thing that I know, need to take a look around. If I were the devil, this world wouldn't be my playground. If I were the devil, this world was mine to see. Well, I'd witness all the atrocities and it'd probably frighten me. So I'd run back home with a story to tell. I'd tell all my demon friends that I always preferred hell.
If I were the devil, I would, run around and do stuff, wreck people's lives, take away their self-esteem, you know? The Offspring, who fired their drummer for not getting vaccinated. Maybe that's why their self-esteem is low. They realize how punk they really are. You punks! Bah!
She came over, I lost my nerve.
Breaking news. It turned out that, well, a couple bits here. I know we like to shy away from news on Rock Friday, but turns out Australia sucks. Yeah, I know. It's too bad you had to hear it on Rock Friday. Also, there is a baseless conspiracy going around like wildfire online that the Premier of Saskatchewan wants to steal your cows. Nothing could be further from the truth. Scott Moe is not out to steal your cows. That's right. The Premier of Saskatchewan, he's tired of conspiracy theories. And, well, I'm going to let him say it. This is important, okay?
The evidence is clear. Vaccines do work. We look at the evidence. We listen to the doctors. We listen to the experts. Stop listening to all of the nonsense that is out there on social media. Is what I would ask Saskatchewan people to do.
Please.
For example, this week I've read and been talked to by a number of folks that I'm being paid off by the vaccine makers. Well, nothing could be further from the truth.
Emergency
order that I signed, there's a rumor that it's a plot for myself or the Minister of Health to go out and seize people's cows.
They're not going to take your cows.
True. These are a couple of the conspiracy theories, and there's many more.
Grow up.
They're absolutely ridiculous, and it would be funny if the consequences weren't so serious today. Believing in and spreading anti-vaccine conspiracy theories is actually contributing to people dying from COVID.
Whoa.
By keeping them from getting vaccinated.
And it's not just cattle rustlers, which there is a heavy, heavy penalty for in Saskatchewan. The Premier of Saskatchewan does not want to steal your cows, I repeat. They're fine. Just keep the gates shut. AC/DC, Shake a Leg. On a playlist that I totally built all by myself.
I go jumping down on the street. Oh, it's taking everything with a speed.
Shake a Leg, AC/DC, followed up by Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees for Sarah in Oregon. Rock Friday! Hey, Indiana Mike. Heading into the commercial block, Fox on the Run, some commercials, and then some Billy Squire on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Genevieve, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle a cat.
Catcoolers.com. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Jack Rue here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you'll find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee into the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patriots for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
So therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romicadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and would be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romicadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romicadesigns.com.
Hi, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio. Do you like chill-out music? Maybe you want some background music or when friends around, or you're just having a barbecue, or you're just working and you want something chilled on in the background. We play Beach Bar Latin Lounge 24-7. Get the Caribbean beach feeling without going anywhere. Check out WBN324.com. When you get there, click WBN324 Chill Out FM. Relax and enjoy. I'll see you Sunday.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio.
as the founders intended. Mojo 5-0.
Turns out the scientists and doctors who have pushed dangerous drugs and lethal stuff on everybody forever, well, the same ones who insisted that Merck's revolutionary COVID drug, molnupiravir, is extremely safe, weren't faithfully adhering to the science, after all. Because, according to a report published Tuesday by Barron's, some scientists are worried at the drug, which purportedly cut hospitalizations in half during a study that was cut short, could cause cancer or birth defects. But hey, you won't get COVID, and they'll put you in a landfill for free. So much for having a strong safety profile, as Dr. Scott Gottlieb claimed in an interview on the day Merck first publicized the research. It's perfectly understandable why Merck might choose to play down this safety risk. Assuming it's approved, the drug is widely expected to be one of the most lucrative drugs ever, which is one reason why Merck's shares soared into double-digit territory after the announcement, which allowed them to buy Canada. As reported earlier this week, Merck and its partner, Ridgeback Biotherapeutics, will profit immensely by charging customers up to 40 times what it costs to make the drug. What a good bunch, hey? Which Ridgeback originally licensed from Emory University for an undisclosed sum. The drug was developed with funding, you guessed it, from the federal government. Where'd they get that money? From you, to make dangerous drugs. Don't do drugs, kids, but take these drugs. We got a request for John in Ontario. 30 days in the hole, humble pie. That's how it's going to go. Followed by Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. That's it. Yeah, right. All right, all right, all right, all right. Yeah. Chicago Green. Talking about red Lebanese. A dirty room and a silver coat. Come on. Black neck please. It's got your weak in your knees.
BTO coming at you on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Just let it ride, would ya? I plan on it. A certain bra in Alabama wants to hear Judith by A Perfect Circle. I'm looking at the album cover here, and there's this little black and white square in the bottom right-hand corner. It says parental advisory, explicit content. Here's the deal, bruh. If you get me kicked off of Mojo, I'll forgive you in time. We're coming up to the end of Hour 1 of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday on Mojo 5.0. Don't forget to go to AmericanRockRadio.com. $25 donation at the PayPal logo and your address will get you a 51st State of Alberta hat, or you can buy some supplements, or you can become a Dr. Glidden insider and learn how to deal with chronic pain and disease without drugs, without surgery, at home. Yes, you too could be like they. We're not a bunch of vaccinated zombies all gorked out on drugs. We'll be back right after this.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.